Mercury is now an easy evening star. It's worth a look, and it's easy to find. Tonight, or the next clear evening, simply look toward the sunset direction, around 6 p.m. Make sure tall trees don't obstruct the west, because you'll need to look lowish, but not super low. The fading light of dusk will hug the west, and dazzling Venus will pop out at you. Look far to the lower right of Venus, and any star you see down there is Mercury. Easy. Mercury has the most out-of-round orbit of any planet. Its distance from the Sun changes from 30 to 40 million miles. When it's closest to the Sun, Mercurians use SPF 2 billion sunblock instead of the usual 1 billion. The eccentric orbit also makes that tiny crater-covered planet speed up and slow down so much that sometimes a sunrise on Mercury stops in its tracks and reverses itself. The sun comes up, goes back down, then rises a second time. Mercury alters its brightness more than any other planet, too. These evenings, it's quite bright, which is why you'll spot it down there in fading twilight. And as if it's jealous of Venus's much greater brilliance, Mercury may smash it to pieces in a few billion years. Gravitational tugs from the Sun, and especially Jupiter, change the Mercury orbit from a perfect circle to being so lopsided that it may actually someday crash into innocent Venus. Also, Mercury has no axial tilt. At its poles, half the Sun's disk is always below the horizon. So there's permanent darkness inside every slight polar depression and crater. These dark places are filled with ice from comets that crashed long ago. That ice might offer winter sports on a world badly needing it. So have a look at the speediest and strangest of all the bright worlds. This is your chance. The next clear evening. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.